You are correct.
Okay, so if you remember, we did the daf is ham and off, right? The last thing that we discussed was there was a shell to fill, right?
Yes.
Right. What does heter lekohanim mean? Does it mean the three possibilities, heter shtita, heter zrika, or heter achila? So, heter... Read a little more. Chizki amar heter shtita shaninu, chizki said heter shtita is what we're talking about, right? And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Heter Achila. I told you Heter Achila, meaning neither of them says Heter Zrika. Right? Now, Jonah asked you, if I remember correctly, it was Jonah. What does Heter Shchita mean? Right?
No, I think there's a Kiva, but yeah. Actually, I don't know. Whatever, doesn't matter. No.
Right, what exactly does Heter Zrika... What exactly does Heter Shchita mean? Perish a million. What is it? Does it mean it becomes mutter to shech the korban? When is it aser to shech the korban?
It's a non-kosher animal.
Okay, then in achinam, if you're matish a non-kosher animal, so basically it's not going to have tushas korban. I think we can all go along with that one.
Okay, so
pashtus, what it means, heter shlita means that it becomes that we are. Heter shlita. I responded yesterday. Heter shlita means that where it becomes mutter shecht, right? I am now going to say it means one of two things. It either means what I said, and if it means mutter shecht, it means you've literally done everything you need to do prior to shlita, right? There are things that should be done. The animal needs to be brought. The bailim need to be there. They need to do a smicha. Maybe they need to do. They need to do a tenuch. Whatever, there are things that need to be done, right? If everything has been done and we're now about to shift, then maybe that's what it is. I will talk about why that might be the case in a minute. Alternatively, it might really mean I checked it last night. A couple of achronim say what it means is it immediately pushed shchita. Meaning, what is shchita? What follows shchita? What's the next avoda? Kabbalah Saddam, right? Kabbalah Saddam, right? Who can do Kabbalah Saddam?
Just a coin.
Very good. Who can do shchita?
I think it's like anyone. Or anyone.
Very good. So, Adshe Yehei Mutter L'Kohanim means it is the time of the Me'ilah Sa'ah, the Isser... Not the Isser Me'ilah. The Isser Me'ilah will go away in Kodshei Kodshim. The second that Avodas HaKohanim has become Mutter, meaning the Avoda which can only be done by Kohen has become Mutter, meaning Mikabalah Ve'Elach. Okay? Some of them do want to learn it that way. I don't think that that's an obvious plan in the words, because Heter Zrika for sure... Well, Heter Achila means for sure it becomes mutter to eat it. Okay. Heter Zrika, as you will see, clearly means it becomes mutter to throw the blood on Mizeach. Never Heter Shchita, just by parallel, should have meant... It becomes mutter shech, but some of the Achronim try to learn it that way because it is in fairness a more difficult thing to understand. Okay. Like I said, why any of that will be true, we'll discuss, but just in terms of perish amilim, it is a little bit complicated. Okay, fine. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira said, Noi daika mas nisin de leik chizkiya de leik Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah does not make sense, not for chizkiya, not for Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, the Mishnah was worded imperfectly. And daika mas nisin means it is meduya, right? It is precise. So either one of them is adopting an imprecise read of the Mishnah. Tan, Mishnah says, Shelana, Veshe Nitmeit, Veshe Yatzas. Right? The three cases where it had Heter Kohanim are Shelana. Right? It was Lan. It was left out overnight. What was left out overnight? What did we say it was up until now? This is yesterday already.
What was left out overnight?
Yes.
Oh, if you leave out the, you leave the animal out.
No, the blood.
Oh, the blood out overnight.
Right, the blood was left out overnight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, She Nitmeit. Or if it was, became Tamei, right? Meaning it was already food, right? It was already edible and right? Became Tamei. Or it became, or it was taken out of the Azara, Rishonim, as appropriate, right? La de landam vekasani in boalim boishmanu heter zrika shani nu did. Doesn't that mean that the blood was left out overnight? Right? And that means that the Kabbalah Saddam was done properly, but it wasn't Zrika Saddam was done improperly, and that means Heter Zrika Shanin became mutter to throw the blood, because they didn't do it.
They're saying that the blood is up overnight, and now they're collecting. They already collected the blood, right? Now
they collected them. That was done by Heter, right? The Kohanim received the blood in the Kli, just like it was meant to. And then Taka, somebody really just got mixed up and forgot to throw them in. I don't know. I'm not saying exactly how that happens, but okay, fine, right? In such a case, it was clearly mutter to throw the blood. It's not anymore, but it was then, right? But it didn't happen. And even so, the Yisra Me'ila, the Mishnah said, went away in Kochi Kochim, right? Which means, Hetzer is Rika Shanigo. It means it became mutter to throw the blood. That's the stage at which the Yisra Me'ila goes away.
Okay.
Now we get to that exciting place of why? Uh-huh. Right? Why on earth would that be true? Right?
No.
Right, so let's go to the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yoshua said that Kol Shalai Tzala Shas Heter LeKohanim. It's not going to be having Yisra Me'ila, right? Anytime it has a Shas Heter LeKohanim, right? We interpret it as a Heter Achila at the time, because that's simple to tell the Mishnah, right? Because it's mutter to eat it for the Kohanim. There's no Yisra Me'ila. Why?
Because they're taking it for themselves. So there's just a
maybe, or what's the other possibility?
You want to need something that's kadosh? I don't know.
Still kadosh.
Still kadosh.
So remember I said in the name of Rebbe Harani Karas Shkavo that really the point, and I said this maybe Chandarambam, that really the point of Me'ila is that this korban is headed towards the Mizbech.
Mm.
Right? And if it's headed towards the Mizbech, for you to do something else with it, no. Okay?
Yeah.
So, that would seem to intimate that the Yisra Me'ila would only go away after Zikas Adam. Elam, Rashi says, what does Hetzer Zikas mean? What does it mean if you must to throw the blood? Means that Kola Omeid Li Zarek, any blood which is ready to be thrown to Mizbech, Ke Zaruk Dami. It's as though it's already been thrown.
Seems a little bit far-fetched.
And we have a problem, right? Because that's very odd. What's the halakhic category for something that I can do but I haven't done yet?
Not
what's
done.
The halakhic name for that? Mechusar Maisa.
What's lacking is action.
Meaning, sometimes we really will say that we'll sort of pretend something has already happened even if it hasn't. But never if it's Mechusar Maisa.
Why would we ever say that it happened?
Sometimes we do. If something's really about to happen, if it's basically inevitable, then we'll
if a baby's falling from a roof.
Exactly. That's a good example, right? There's no Yisra Me'ila in killing somebody there's no Yisra Me'ila in killing a traitor, right? Why not? Because
it's going to die.
What are you doing, right? There's no Yisra Me'ila. There's no Onesh Me'ila. There's an Yisra, but there's no Onesh. There's no Mrs. Bezdin for somebody to kill somebody who's on death row. He's going to get arrested. He's going to be executed. Why? Because he's dead anyway, right?
Okay.
Similar things like that. There's lots of cases, many cases in Halacha, where we'll assume something that already is about to happen, and so we'll see it as though it has already happened. But the cases are all cases where it's viewed as inevitable. Right? Something which I could do, but I have not yet done, is called Mechusar Maisa.
But here they could very well not do it.
Exactly, like I said, that's Mechusar Maisa. That's exactly what the category is. And Mechusar Maisa, we will never say that we'll pretend it's already happened, right?
Mm.
We'll never treat it that way. So why is this different? So I'll tell you what I thought about when I was doing when we learned Huma, and we did. There's a sugi called E Me'ila B'dam. Right, there's no Me'ila in Dam. Meaning, for sure, after Zrikas Dam, there's no Me'ila, right? That everybody can agree on. That's obvious. Right. There's also no Me'ila on Dam, and this is a real serious question we passed in this way. There's no Me'ila in the blood of Behemoth's Kochim even before Zrikas Dam. If you were to, for example, take the blood from a Chatas and instead of throwing it on Mizbech, you'd use it as fertilizer, right? That would not be an Yisra Me'ila. I still don't recommend it, but an Yisra Me'ila it is not. Right?
So what do you mean qualify as Me'ila? And it's going to be something you should take for...
So the question is why not? So lots of Rishonim have different answers that they suggest. Rabbeinu Yonah on Brochos, right? There's a sug in the sugya of a make his dam behemoth kochim. It's a flamed something, I don't remember. It's one of the three halachas that are pashut that you're meant to, that everybody knows, which is the one of those other halachas you're allowed to learn before davening. Hakadosh dam behemoth kochim is apparently one of them. Go figure, right? So Rabbeinu Yonah on that Gemara says, "Kol omid lizarek lizarek dami." right? The reason why there's no mi'ilah d'dam is because, same thing, kolayim lizarek kizarek dami. Now, and again, the question becomes, why kolayim lizarek kizarek dami? So I'll tell you what I thought at the time. At the time I thought, the answer is like this. Mikdash, what does it mean they might not do it? The kohanim might not throw a dam, right? And if I'm focusing on the kohanim as individual people, then achinami might not throw a dam. But I don't see them as individual people. I see them as part of the system in the Mikdash. And the system in the Mikdash isn't going to not throw a dam, because it's like a machine. Right? The second that a behema enters the machinery of the Mikdash, that's it, everything can go. Okay?
Yeah.
And I think that that's the perception that's going on here.
Yeah. And then, if someone were to steal the, like, post-Zrika, you know, the thing they're about to eat, the animal that's ready for being eaten, that's not mila. That's just, like, stealing the blood. You know, that's like the same.
Oh, yeah,
blood.
If it's already much stated, there's no mila.
But that would still be,
it's still
be, like,
a mutter, but it's not mila.
It's
no, like,
Gzela
not
or something, or Gneva.
It's for sure Gzela, not Gneva. Right? Might be a bit of mitzvah to say as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, fine. Is it? Light? No. They're now going to say that's what Rabbi Zera said is wrong. Dilan Basar. Right, we're talking about the meat was left out overnight. Aval dam is the rick. The blood, in fact, was already thrown. Yeah. So we're talking, and that sounds like what? That's a heter achila or heter shlita?
Heter achila.
Very good, right? Because it became the blood, the meat didn't become, in fact, become mutter to eat.
Yeah, after you throw the blood, then the next step is eating it, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
Or, you know, burning the imarim, right?
Which one do you cook the meat first, or do you throw the blood first?
You have to burn the third blood. Are you saying cook the meat or
burn the meat on the meat? Put on the meat.
Yes, blood. The blood first.
So blood first. So then, in this case, then the meat has never actually gone to the mizbeach.
We're talking about a behemoth pashtus. We're talking about a behemoth that can be eaten.
So it's already edible.
It's already edible post Rikas Adam, yeah. We're not talking about Basar Oila where all the meat is eaten. Because if it's Basar Oila where all of the meat is eaten, it never loses its Mi'ilah ever.
Sorry, not even not eaten, it's all burned.
Yeah, it's never eaten, it's all burned.
Never eaten, yeah.
And therefore, it never loses its Mi'ilah. So we're talking about an Asham Rachatas, or Shalmi Tibur.
I'm saying, but in the process of preparing a korban, right? First you sheft it, then you metabel the dam.
Yes.
And at some point you have to sprinkle the blood, and at some point you have to make that meat edible for eating, assuming it's not an ola and you're
eating. Cooking the meat is not a critical part of the process.
Okay,
the Gemara in Kalkweis actually discusses that certain quantum would, you know, shadaitim basis, that way they were, let's say, very strong-hearted, that they would eat the meat raw.
Alright.
I mean, some people still do this, as in, you've probably both heard of a carpaccio.
Yeah.
No? You haven't heard of carpaccio? Raw meat. It's a delicacy. Like,
yeah.
Literally,
it's
a delicacy.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
Raw. It's actually delicious. Also. Okay. Fine. What were we up to?
Nice. Now, haka, haki.
Oh, Mishum Hachi Ksani, Ein Moalim Boy. And that's why it says, Ein Moalim Boy, because the blood has, in fact, already been thrown. Ah, Rabbi Zera is wrong. Who's right? Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Chizkiyah? Rabbi Yochanan, Heter Achila Shani. Right? Okay. Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Ve'ezuhi sheloi haisalos helashas ha-kosher lekohanim. Our Mishnah said, what never had a shas kosher lekohanim? What never became mutter lekohanim? So something that was shechted with kavana to be makra something, or to throw to burn the burn something, or throw the blood, or to eat something chutz lizmana, or outside the Beit Hamikdash, right? Veshekivu psulin, or that psulin were makabel v'zarku, and they threw the blood. Right, those three cases are cases where it never became mutar lekohanim. Right. And even so, and therefore, the Yisra Me'ilah never went away in Kodshe Kodshim.
Mm.
right? Those three cases. Hechidami, what exactly is that third case? Shekiblu psulin bezarku es asdama. The line in the Mishnah is ambiguous, right? But it says kiblu psulin uzarku estama. Fine, it's borrowed that the people who are makabel the blood are psulin. Who's throwing? Is it psulin or ksherim? Is it zarim or is it kohanim? It's not clear from the Mishnah. It's not obvious. No?
So
you and the Gemara assume the same thing. If you were to say that it's Sulin who both threw it and received the blood, Lamali Adi Katati, what difference does it make if there are both of them? Right? Just teach one. Right? Tell me that Sulin threw the blood and Gamarno, and we know that Apostles Rika does not matter the blood the Kohanim, does not matter the meat the Kohanim, and therefore the Isra Mi'ilah does not go away. Right, that's all I would have needed. El alav de kiblu psulin v'zarku ksheirin, exactly like what you said, right? Aren't we talking about a case that psulin were mekabel adam, that apostle, that azar stood underneath that, the neck of the behemoth, and the blood was spilt into the bowl, and he collected the blood, and then after it, a kohen took it and threw it on his back, and even so, the Yisra Me'ila doesn't go away? Vekasani mo'alin v'shmami no heter zrika shaninu, and that will turn, and it says there's still an Yisra Me'ila. Right, therefore, we must be talking Isser Heter Zrika, back to the opinion of Rabbi Zeira. Right, why? Because Heter Zrika means a kosher Kabbalah. A kosher Kabbalah Saddam is a Heter Zrika.
Yeah, because they're not fair.
Right? If there is no kosher Kabbalah Saddam, then there is no Heter Zrika. So the fact that the Mishnah is going out of its way to tell me that Kabbalah Saddam is where Me'ila either goes away or doesn't, means that Heter Zrika Shaninu, that the issue is the possibility being Zurich of the Esadam, and then you have to do the fancy lambda that I suggested, that maybe it's about the sort of the machinery of the Mikdash at work. Right, as long as you've done the first thing, it's all good.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Maski flower of Yosef. Rav Yosef immediately responds, if you were to really say that you're going to distinguish between these two cases, if apostle was mekabel adam and then akasha was zorek, or akasha was mekabel and apostle was zorek, if you're going to distinguish between those two cases, hadis dan hasam, then we have another Mishnah where you can distinguish that way, and it's going to make less sense to distinguish, right? And we'll see, right? Chatas psula, right? A chatas which is possible. Right? Why would a chatas be possible?
Any
trefa?
That's in many, many cases. It's a trefa. Never. No, the shkita was improper. You name it. There are lots of reasons. It could be possible. Right? A chatas which is possible. Ein dama ta'un kibus. Okay, says the Gemara, that you don't have to wash away the blood. What is it? If the blood, there is a xeras, a grevus akost. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That if prior to Zrika Saddam, and this is only true of a chatas, of no other korban, if prior to Zrika Saddam, you got a little bit of blood from the chatas on your clothes, and that blood has to, that you have to take the blood, they have to take that clothing, you have to dip it in a mikvah and wash off that blood in that mikvah in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. But because the pasuk says Asher Yazei Aleha Techaveitz B'Makom Kadosh, it has to happen B'Makom Kadosh. Meaning, when it comes to the blood of Achatas, even when it's on the goddim of the Kohanim, that blood cannot be taken out of the Azara.
Wow.
But it is that Kadosh. Nothing can leave the Azara from the blood. Okay?
So how do you translate the word kibus?
Usually it means mikvah. If I don't know correctly, it's machlokes. Does it mean dafkin a mikvah here, or does it mean stam just to wash in the Azara? But, what? Yeah, no, but it's a yechabes adav. It always means going to mikvah.
Right.
Yechabes adav in Torah usually means going to mikvah.
Right.
Like it's a washing that usually means going to mikvah. It doesn't usually mean just washing. So if it means just washing here, it's anomalous. Now, there's a reason to think it might be anomalous.
Every
because
time it says yechabes adav, it refers to going to mikvah.
Yes.
This is Rahat Bisarob Mayim.
Yes. It means you take your clothing to the mikveh in the tummy.
Interesting. I never thought of that way. No.
That's like what it means, consistently. This is not my guess. This is the way the Chazal understand it, those words. But if this time it doesn't mean a mikveh, it is anomalous. It's a possibility, you never know, but like... it's certainly unusual if that's what it means. Okay. So it says, given that Xeris Akasa, that if blood from a katas gets sprayed on Bgadim, what do you do with it, right? So let's say the katas was pasul. Do you still have to wash it? Wash off the blood? In the Azara, I mean. You have to wash off the blood at some stage because blood should be washed off, but do you have to do it in the Azara? Says the Mishnah, no, ain't the town keepers bencha haithala shasa kosher nisla bencha loitaithala shasa kosher nisla. Whether the blood had a shasa kosher, whether it didn't have a shasa kosher, it makes no difference as long as the torma was possible at the time the blood was sprayed onto the beged. There is no need to wash up the beged in the Azara. You can take it outside and do the keeper somewhere else. Right? Okay?
Yeah.
We'll see in the second one, it's important. It says, Eizuhi shehaitala shahasa kosher v'nifsla. What's the case when it had what's called shahasa kosher, when it became kosher, and it became useful, and then it became pasul? Shelana, if the blood was left out of night, v'shenitmei, so it became tamei. Oishiyatza, it was taken out of the Azara. Eizuhi. By the way, there it probably means the boss of the behemoth became tamei in its entirety. I don't want to get into the details now of what can become tamei and what can't. Right? It probably doesn't mean the blood became tummy because blood kosher means not makabel tumah. Okay? Eizuhi sheloi haitzala shahas kosher. What never had a shahas kosher? What never became kosher? She nishketa chutzli. So if it was nishketa with kavana to take it outside the base of mikdash, chutzis mana, or with kavana to perform one of those three actions, burning the imurim, throwing the blood on the mizbeach, or eating the meat, outside of the correct time, Veshekibul Psulin, Azar Kostama, or Psulin Ramakabel, and the dud was thrown. Now, once again, hey, Kidami, Lema de Kiblu Psulin, Vizarku Psulin, who the aim the Maton Kibus, Hakibu, Zazar Koshein, Tauton Kibus. So it says, let's be Medaic in this Mishnah, like we suggested, be Medaic in the first Mishnah of Me'ila. Right? Maybe what it means is that Nicha Kiblu Hupsulin, if the were Makabalit or Psulin were Zorek, then why did it say it as Kiblu Psulin Vizarku Estama? I should say Psulin Kiblu Vizarku Estama or something, right? Why did it phrase it this way? It must mean that Kiblu Hupsulin, that Azar was Makabal of blood in a Kli, and then the Kosher, a Kohen, was through the bottom of his mizbeach, and in such a case, it is ta'un kibbutz. Right, that's how we're going to read the Mishnah. Right, it says the Gemara, Kari kana sher yazemi dama veloy shekvar huza. Right, remember the pasuk that we're getting this rule from. Asher kol asher yigabi sarayit. Anything which touches the flesh of the chatas will become koli. It means in the context of cooking. Right? If the tam of the chatas enters something else, right? Asher yazemi dama and v'asher yizemi dama al beged asher yizaleh techavetz ma'akom kodesh. And if it will asher yazeh, if you were to sort of spritz from the blood of the chatas on a beged. So the Gemara has a drasha asher yizeh, if it is spritzed midama from blood, and it's not a case; it's already been thrown at mizbeach, right? Now, what does it mean? It is thrown on the beged, and it hasn't already been thrown on the mizbeach. It means there was a reasonable possibility of throwing it on the mizbeach, right? If Psulin were Makabel, the blood, there is no possibility of throwing that blood at the Mizbeach now. The blood is possible. So it must mean, right, that if Psulin were Makabel, the blood, even if a Kohen afterwards threw the blood, it makes no difference. If after the Kabbalahs are done from Apostle, there will be no need to wash the Beged in the Azara. Yeah? That must be the halacha. If that's true, that means that this mission that we're now reading from Zvachim is not meduyah. Right? Even though it says kibul psalim v'zar pos dama, it doesn't mean zadavka psalim v'makabel v'ksherim v'throwing the blood. It means psalim did either one, it makes no difference. As long as there was a psal that was done prior to Zerikas Adam, it makes no difference. You will not have to wash off the blood v'makom kadosh. Right? So too here, in the same thing, the same words in Me'ilah, in the Mishnah Me'ilah, you're going to see Marin exact. Right? That doesn't mean dafka the Kabbalah. It means either Kabbalah or the Zerika was done by Apostle. Either way, the Easter Me'ilah is not going to be away. The Zerika needs to be done behechsher for the Easter Me'ilah to go away. Okay?
So basically, the Zerika is included in everything, in the process. And it's part of the whole process without it still.
Yes, very much so. The Zerika, a Zerika done behechsher is. A Zerika done behechsher is the matir for Easter Me'ilah when it comes to Kodshei Kodshim. It's also, by the way, the goreim for an Easter Me'ilah. It's what causes the Easter Me'ilah to actually be Kalan, Kodshim Kalan. Paradoxically. Right, because after you're going to take the Emurim and you're going to put them on the Mizbeach, and you can't do that before the Zerika Saddam.
Mm.
Right, so the Emurim and Kodshim Kalan are Kasach to Easter Me'ilah, but only post Zerika. Right, but the only thing that's meaningful from the perspective of Me'ilah to either be Matir or to be Oser, based on what they're saying here, is a Kasha Zerika.
Kasha
Zerika.
Is that the Maskana, or we're still going?
I'm sorry? It's not the Maskana, that's okay, we'll continue. Right, that's not Lagamri true. We've already discussed the issues of Zerika's pickle.
Yeah.
Right, Zerika's pickle might be a little bit different, as I discussed. The Machlokes have shown him exactly. Do we pass him like Rav Gidlam Arav? The Zerika's pickle does not count for Me'ilah, or does it count for Me'ilah? Right. The Rambam says that Zerika's pickle. Zerika's pigle does not count because anyway, anything which is pigle loses its Me'ilah, because you're not meant to put it on the Mizbeach, right? And Rashi and Tosfos say that Zerika's pigle, I suppose, is not matter of the Yisr. So no, Rambam says the Yisr, Zerika is matter of the Me'ilah derabbanan. Right? Rashi and Tosfos say it's not matter of anything, the Yisr Me'ilah deraita remains. Anyway, fine. The basic principle is that a kashrus rika is necessary to be matzah d'yisr me'ilah. Okay? Shkoyach, questions?
No.
No, you understand?
Yes.
Excellent.